It's really amazing what God can do through us when we give ourselves over to him. These past few days, for those who participated in the Yes Project, they gave themselves to God. They gave of their time, they gave up sleep, they gave up comforts, they put aside work, they put aside sports and other activities to be able to serve those who needed a little help around their homes. And for the young people and the adults who started their projects at the particular homes and sites, they may have begun thinking, gosh, we've got a lot of work to do, just how will all this work out? And they may have wondered, each of them, just how they could contribute to make good things happen. But God blessed their efforts, and he brought about great things. And in our gospel today, the disciples, as Jesus began to tell these parables, they were really discouraged because they were expecting great things to happen. Jesus had been preaching about the kingdom of God, but they just didn't see the results of that kingdom of God in the world. But he helped them to better understand through what he shares with us today, through the parables of the scattered seed and the parable of the mustard seed, reminding us that the growth of God's kingdom or God's rule in the world is slow and mysterious, and also that our small efforts in building the kingdom can yield huge results because of the way God blesses our efforts. Yet still, though, of course, each of us, we can be discouraged as we look at the state of the world around us, because we know that the world should be more just and merciful and peaceful. And there are some people, of course, who look to governments and other organizations to kind of solve problems, and when we do so, we can become even more discouraged. Because, yes, we don't often see God's kingdom coming about in the world as it truly should be. Yet, where it all begins, first of all, is with each and every one of us. We're called to start small through our lives, what we can affect, the differences that we can make, and to do what we can to build and bring about God's kingdom on earth. And we can start small in simple ways, just like Mother Teresa said, that we can do small things with great love. And we can offer all of our daily responsibilities, all our activities, all that we do, we can offer all of that out of love for God and love for our neighbor. Also, each of us is called to step out of our own little worlds and our own comfort zones to reach out to those in need with God's love and God's encouragement, putting aside our preferences, putting aside our fears, whatever else that gets in the way, so that we can make ourselves available to others, to be able to bring God's love to them. And trusting through all these efforts that God will bless us and multiply these seeds that we sow so that he can change the lives of others, but also change our own hearts. But because Jesus wants each of us and needs each of us to build and bring about his kingdom in the world. But where it all truly starts, though, for God's kingdom, his rule in this world to come about, it first starts in each of our hearts. For him to rule in the world, he must rule in each of our hearts. Yes, we are called to surrender all of our lives to him and to seek to do his will in all things so that he will reign in our hearts. Then he can begin to reign in our lives and in the world. So yes, we are called to draw closer to him in our relationship with him as we seek him in prayer each day, as we allow him to love us and strengthen us and encourage us, and we give him that chance so that we can hear his voice in our lives to guide us to all that he calls us to. And as we encounter him in the scriptures as well, we come to know him better, we come to know his love, and he helps us to see the world in a different way so that we can bring about the kingdom through our lives, our thoughts, our words, our deeds, and our actions. He makes us more aware of those opportunities that we have to be able to see him and to serve him and our brothers and sisters. Depending on the gifts that we have and the circumstances of our lives, he wants us to make a difference. He wants to bring about a change through our efforts as we seek to bring his love to others. And of course, as well, Jesus seeks to strengthen us through the sacraments, and most especially here, every time we celebrate this Eucharist. Just so we're always called to offer our lives completely to him, but here we do so in such an intense and beautiful way as we offer and unite our lives to his sacrifice, so that he can make great things come about through us. And yes, here he strengthens us through the Eucharist so that we can let him reign in our hearts and reign in our world.